I was desperate, and desperate times call for desperate measures, but I am not proud. I'm not proud of what
I
did.
You're not proud?
No, I am not.
Well, that's good. I think you're on the path of forgiveness, if that's what you're looking for.
Depending on what it is. Yeah.
This is true shame.
He's still on the path. You might not get there.
Yeah.
I believe you will both forgive me.
Okay.
But you will not forget me.
Ooh.
This is not a forgive and forget. Monica, I don't think you're ever going to look at me the same way again.
Yikes.
What I did.
Uh-oh.
Desperate times. The other day, when it was lunchtime here at the Broadcast Palace, and I had a salad.
Okay.
Because I try to be smart and healthy and whatever the heck, so I got my salad. We have this big drawer. It's got forks and knives and spoons in it.
Mm-hmm.
No fork. No forks. There have been no forks in this building for a week and a half. I don't know if we're going to ever order forks again. There is a ton of spoons. There's a ton of knives. No forks at all.
Okay.
Not a fork to be had anywhere. And I'm looking underneath the box. Maybe a fork has fallen. Maybe there's a fork in the spoon box. I don't know. Nothing. Can't eat salad with a spoon.
Mm-mm.
Can't eat salad with a knife.
Nope.
No.
We have a drawer that has some various permanent utensils in it. Used to be an occasional fork in there. No fork. There's some tongs. So now I'm thinking, okay, well, I guess I could tong my salad,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
That's still going to be difficult, very sloppy, very messy. I cannot do this. I remember earlier in this day, we had a meeting. And at that meeting, Monica had food. She was eating, what are you, like a breakfast bowl or something?
Oh,
or
I did. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Right. She was eating.
It was an egg bowl.
Oh, no.
Yep. She was eating in that meeting. And I thought,
oh, God.
Well, she had a fork.
Oh, boy.
I bet it's in the trash.
Oh my word.
I took your trash fork. I ate with your trash fork. It was in there. I know.
That's disgusting. That's
Please
disgusting.
Tell me you washed.
Of course I washed.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
But
yes,
still,
it does matter
if he took it out and just started eating his food.
No. Okay. I took it to the sink. Okay. I used dish detergent. I absolutely washed the fork. Now, I understand. I could wash the germs off. But there is no amount of soap that will wash the shame away.
I know. You went in the trash. You have a trash fork.
I had a trash fork.
A trash fork that you already ate with as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you.
I ate with your trash fork.
You waited for everyone to leave and went back.
I did. There was nobody else in there. Yeah. I looked in and
I thought,
okay, well, as long as it's sort of on the top and, no one has thrown away grease for some reason, I'll go ahead and I will eat with the trash fork. Monica Brooks. I used your sloppy seconds trash fork.
You're right. I forgive you, but I will not forget.
I see you're never going to look at me the same way again.
Every time I throw my trash away,
I desecrated your fork. Fork has been desecrated.
You're going to start telling me, hey, Zach, there's a fork in there if you need it, you monster. Go in there.
Oh,
I was desperate. What else was I going to do?
Man.
I could eat salad with my hands.
At first, I thought you were going to say you ate with your hands.
You should have eaten with your hands. Eat with the tongs. Put the spoon and the knife together. Scoop it with the spoon and stab it with the knife.
Why don't I just put my mouth in it like a feed bag at this point?
Eat like a bird.
No, I eat like a trash. I eat like a dumpster. That's what I do. I use your trash for.
Oscar the Grouch over here.
Man. I told you I was ashamed.